You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As the Government of National Unity celebrates 100 days in, we're going to be taking a look at some interesting reflections around what's happened in the last 100 days, what's been achieved, what the state of the South African economy looks like, and where to from here. I'm joined on the line by CEO at Business Unity South Africa, Kaz Kuvaria, to take a look at this and try and make sense of it. Uncle Kaz, good evening. Lovely to speak to you as always. Last time you and I spoke was around the announcement that we could potentially be looking at this kind of government, and we spoke about the need for some positive decision-making and some real strong decision-making to get us through a very interesting transitionary period. 100 days later, how are we feeling at the moment?
Thanks for having me, and hi to your listeners. Look, we are, as Busa, guardedly positive. We think that, firstly, I must say that you know, post the elections, I think the parties in the Government of National Unity, particularly the ANC, DA, and the IFP, acted in an admirable way and put country above party politics and took the decision to join the GNU. The ANC initiated those discussions and took the decision to initiate discussions on a GNU. And I think all of that was very admirable, and we must recognize that from all those political parties. I think what's positive is that the GNU is still there. There's been cabinet meetings, there's been other meetings, and through that they've come out together as the GNU. I think that some of the parties have begun to see where compromises need to be made, so as to keep the GNU together and to grow it and to strengthen it. We've seen positive sort of energy coming from a number of ministers, and not just new ministers, but even ministers who were there before. So, you know, the Minister of Home Affairs has been quite energetic and positive in trying to get visa backlogs dealt with, and other matters. He's taking very seriously the digitalization of the systems and processes at Home Affairs. Minister of Trade and Industry and Competition, Park Stau, we've had very, very fruitful meetings with him, and very keen on working with business and enabling business to walk side by side with the department, because it is the department that promotes trade and industry, and we need to get manufacturing and other aspects of our economy going. And there are the ministers who are showing a lot of energy and wanting to do the right thing. I think the president has been good at holding this together, at driving the GNU, and making sure that we do continue to, as the GNU, continue to send the message that they are putting country first, and that they made positive comments about the future of the GNU. So all of that is good, I think. And finally, I think that investor confidence has picked up. Confidence in the country has picked up, undoubtedly. I know that we were involved in working with Minister Tao on the delegation he led to the U.S. for AGOA. And the response to the GNU, even from people on Congress on the Hill in the USA, was very positive. And both the minister and his deputy led the delegation very well, professionally and together. So all of those are positive. I think what we need to guard against is that, given all this positive and given the increase in confidence in the country, I think we need to guard against either messaging or legislation that actually again raise concerns amongst investors about our country. So the one is obviously the national health insurance. I mean, we've indicated that we met the president last week, and we've agreed that we'll be giving him information, and on the basis of that we will engage. But we would urge that rhetoric around legislation like that is managed. Then there's the Bella Act, which has also raised some concern. The president has agreed to over a period of 3 months engage on certain sections of the act, and that's positive, and that's why I think our view that the president is holding this together. And I think that what we need to guard against is that we don't do anything that actually goes flies in the face of the confidence that is being built. 100 days is early days, but I think that by and large, confident and movements in the right direction.
Uncle Kaz, when we reflect on some of the decisions that have been taken, some of the policies, or at least the messaging, as you say, that's been put out there, it's been met with some skepticism. And as you rightly mentioned, Busa at this stage is still guardedly positive as well. How do we convince primarily the investor community, as well as the people of South Africa, that the GNU isn't a temporary thing and that this is something that everybody is actually putting a concerted effort towards for the greater good of South Africa and for the greater good of the economy?
Well, look, since the GNU, we've met investors that came to see us that were brought to us and coordinated by BNP Paribas, as well as investors brought to us and coordinated by Bank of America. And we've picked up positive sentiments from the investors. I think that what investors are beginning to see is that you now have a government, a new administration, that seems to be creating a center in our country, a political center in our country, which I think is important. I think that either move, you know, a veer to the right or a veer to the left, and in today's politics, whatever right and left may mean is anybody's guess. But to hold the center by parties that have gotten the majority of the votes from citizens has been seen as positive by investors. I think what's also happening is that all ministers, or most ministers certainly that we've interacted with, see this as a space to actually say, look, there's an opportunity here to work for the private sector and government to work together. And we're seeing that. I mean, the last meeting we had with the president, which was the first meeting after the elections, on the three issues we're working with the president and government on in partnership, energy, logistics, and crime and corruption. Although I wasn't at the meeting, I was out of the country. But the reports I got were that it was a very, very positive meeting. And that positivism, I think, is being shared with investors. And I think that, you know, what we need to do so as to chip away at the skepticism is to actually show, one, that we are together, show that compromises can be made. So for instance, the DA had indicated before the election that they'll take the NHI to court. They've decided not to go to court. Now, you know, some might agree with that, others might not. But they took the view that others are dealing, civil society and business are dealing with the NHI, with government, and that it's to the benefit of maintaining relationships in the GNU that they don't go to court at this point in time. That's my reading of it anyway. So it's those sorts of things that actually provide confidence. I think that investors are confident. I think internally to the ordinary public, what we need to do is we need to show that we're delivering on the ground. So I think that, you know, if we can, for instance, deal with the visa backlog and so on quickly, if we can start dealing with local government issues, I mean, these are complex issues, but if at the government of national unity, from national level, they start sending a message that they are extremely concerned about the crisis in local government and they're going to intervene in different ways, and that improves service delivery. Those are the sorts of things that we need to convince ordinary people that this thing is working. At the end of the day, what we need to do is improve the condition of living of ordinary people in South Africa, and that's the asset test. So, certainly from Busa's point of view, we publicly said that we welcomed the GNU after it was formed, and we publicly said that we will work with government in a way that builds and strengthens the GNU, because we believe that's good for the country at this point in time.
It's the little steps that we need to put forward. Uncle Kaz, before I let you go, you mentioned at the start of our conversation that that BUSA and largely everybody's still a bit guardedly positive around this. What are some of the own goals we need to avoid or that we need to address so that the guardedly kind of fades away and we just stay positive around the GNU and we actually move forward?
Well, I talked about some of the own goals that we need to you know, suppress rhetoric that flies in the face of the positivism that the GNU is trying to create. We need to be on message in all of government. And the president needs to ensure that his cabinet is fully behind him on promoting the GNU. And I think it's the messaging, the positioning, that's important. And if we don't do that properly, we will have the own goals. I think that, you know, there's skepticism because there are risks ahead. Make no mistake about that. I mean, these are parties that before the election said they would never talk to each other. After the election, they, as I said, they admirably said that, hold on a second, for the sake of the country, we've got to talk to each other and we've got to pull this thing together. But there's risks involved, and we need to manage those risks. So there will be lots of debating and differences on policy issues as we go ahead. I think that the parties in the GNU need to debate those and need to try and compromise, reach compromises on those, so that they have at the forefront of their minds that they've got to conduct themselves in a way that keeps this GNU together. I think business and other parties in society need to put their shoulders to the wheel to ensure that we work with this government to strengthen it, to bolster it, and to, where they are on goals, to actually point those out in a way that they actually deal with those own goals. So, but, you know, let's look at what we've done. I mean, we formed the GNU in 2 weeks. In parts of Europe, I mean, in Netherlands, at one point in time, it took them 1.5 years to form a government under similar circumstances. In other parts of Europe, it's taken close on to a year. So we did phenomenally well. The thing now is to consolidate this for business to actually work with government in a way that strengthened it, and to hold the GNU to account if it actually conducts itself in a way that threatens the essence of the GNU.
We're all in this together, and if we don't all do this together, we're not going to get it done. That's the message, that's the theme, and that's clearly how we reflect on the Government of National Unity, is that it requires everybody to be united. And we'll leave that conversation there. Thank you so much, Uncle Kaz, as always, for the time and for the insight. That's Kaz Kovadia, Business Unity CEO, joining me to take a look at the 100 days of the Government of National Unity, how we reflect on that, and how we move forward from here. We're going to take some reflections from Professor Raymond Parsons, who is of the Northwest University School for Business and Governance, on some of those sentiments shared by Kaz Kovadia. The rest of that conversation is going to be up on our podcast and on our online platforms, but I'm joined on the line now by Professor Raymond Parsons to take a look at this. Good evening, Professor Parsons. Lovely to speak to you again. The guardedly positive sentiments that were echoed there by the CEO of Business Unity South Africa, how does that line up with the policy uncertainty index that you put out? I know you do this on a quarterly basis, and we often look at this as a barometer of measuring just how uncertain or certain the investors and sentiment might be feeling around policy. How are we feeling at the moment from a policy perspective?
Well, yes, good evening to you. And I think I could say at the outset that I certainly share the cautious optimism that has been expressed by my good friend Kaz Kovadia from BUSA. I think we have a very good platform from which to launch a much better economic performance for South Africa and the job-rich growth that we want in the years ahead. I think the important point, just coming immediately to our policy uncertainty index, for the first time now, of course, we've been able to see it decline quite significantly in the past quarter, simply because of the better news, not only on the political front through the government of national unity, but also that we've been without load shedding since March of this year. So the combination of that, of those two factors, has really, in a measurable and a calibrated way, brought the chronic uncertainty in policy almost into positive territory. But as we've said, and as Cass has said, look, we've got to build on this. We mustn't be complacent. We've got to understand that what commitments we've made must be seen to be implemented, must become irreversible in the minds of investors. So issues such as Operation Vulindlela, which is engaged with infrastructure development, is now moving into local government. There was reference to the Bela legislation, which once again will be discussed further. The NHI legislation will be discussed further. In regard to the Transnet developments, there's going to be a fresh look at the rules of engagement of the private sector. This might all sound incremental, but that's how change works in a changing situation like this, where you have a government of national unity that is still in its honeymoon period, as we like to put it. So the important message that I think emerges from both what Cass Kouvadia and myself have said is that the government of national unity and the private sector want to see the country staying on the right economic track. We must make the growth-friendly changes irreversible. And bear in mind, there's another big test coming next month with our mini-budget, which will be the first GNU mini-budget. And there we will face certain fiscal challenges, and important decisions have to be taken. So I think the bottom line is, yes, we are expecting, as the Reserve Bank has indicated, 1% growth this year, and maybe 1.5% to 2% next year. But all this hinges on us implementing what we've said we've done, knowing that even 1% to 2% growth is very inadequate. But it's a base on which we can now build with a much better national and business mood, which the GNU must help to translate into positive action.
Prof, the president is currently in the United States, and he's made it very clear to the United States investment community that we are open for business. From a policy perspective, from a sentiment perspective, would you agree with those sentiments?
Absolutely. I think the government of national unity, through the president, has said more than once, what is the overriding aim? And this has emerged from our discussion now this evening. It is to maximize inclusive job-rich growth. You can only do that if you get, in particular, total investment. That means infrastructure on the one side and, of course, the private sector on the other, to work together and to create an environment in which we will ensure that our private investment will respond in ways that will give us the job-rich economic growth we want. It's got to eventually boil down to accepting, as we're already seeing in certain ways, an engagement, a much bigger engagement, and a much necessary recognition that we are not going to get that growth unless we engage with the private sector on a much bigger scale and ensure that it plays the part of doing a lot of the heavy lifting that the country needs in order to deal with unemployment, poverty, and inequality in a more successful way over the next few years.
Those growth prospects, some analysts have pegged them between 1% and 3%. Are we being too optimistic by saying we can achieve 3%, or is it more around having the right cocktail and the right mix so that we can all push towards that target together?
I don't mind us being aspirational as long as we are indeed realistic. An important point made also by the governor of the Reserve Bank, that he is saying that unless we ensure that the structural economic reforms upon which we've embarked, but there's a lot of unfinished business there, as Cass has indicated, that if we do that, we can do better. But the point is, We've got to understand that on the one hand, we have to manage expectations sensibly. On the other hand, we must maximize this opportunity of a new look from a governance point of view, together with the private sector, that this economy will now at last unlock its true potential rather than be trapped in a low-go trap as we have been for the last few years. That's the challenge, and I think we have a great opportunity now between the government of national unity on the one hand and the private sector on the other to turn the situation in around that will, at the end of the day, not only make investors happy, but make our general population feel there is hope and that things will get better for them in their daily lives.
It's time to rise to the occasion for the benefit of South Africa. I think we'll leave it at that, Prof. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Professor Raymond Parsons of the Northwest University School of Business and Governance sharing his thoughts on the 100 days of the Government of National Unity and where we go from here.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.